Hello, today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. And our gospel reading today comes from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. There's a funny story about a parakeet named Chippy. And one minute he was peacefully perched in his cage, and the next minute he was sucked in, washed up, and blown over. Chippy's owner had decided that it was a good idea to clean his cage with a vacuum cleaner. She stuck the neck of the hose into the cage, and just then the phone rang. She turned to pick it up and barely said hello when she heard a horrible sound. Chippy had been sucked into the vacuum cleaner. She gasped and dropped the phone, and when she opened the bag, she was thrilled to see that Chippy was still alive, although he was rather stunned. Since the bird was covered with dust, she grabbed him, raced to the bathroom, and held him under running water from the faucet. And then, realizing he was soaked and shivering, she reached for the hairdryer and blasted the poor little bird with hot air. A few days after the trauma, the reporter who had initially written about the event contacted Chippy's owner to see how he was recovering. "Well," she said, "he doesn't sing much anymore. He just kind of sits and stares." Of course, it's not hard to see why. Being sucked in, washed up, and blown over, that's enough to steal the song from the stoutest heart. It may be that we often feel like that poor parakeet. Life has a way of leaving us disillusioned and disappointed, or even distrustful. The song of youth and time can, if we're not careful, be replaced by skepticism, doubt, and scorn. We can understand Thomas's reaction in today's scripture passage to the outrageous news about the resurrection. But the empty tomb calls us to move beyond our fears and sorrows, our angers and our doubts, in order to awaken the possibilities for resurrection along our journey to the Easter promise, as well as the completion of that journey. As Thomas experiences, Easter transforms our crippling sense of skepticism and cynicism into a sense of trust and hope in the providence of God. Life will give us many reasons to have doubts about the goodness of human nature and life in general. But Jesus' resurrection and our annual celebration of this hopeful season give us reason to turn our sorrows into joys, our despair into hope, our defeats into triumphs of faith. So let us pray that this Easter season will be an opportunity for us to turn to God with our difficulties and ask God with open hearts to transform our lives through the joy of this Easter season.